This is episode 1627 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to a brand new series. This week, we are launching into a theme of gratitude. This is in honor of Thanksgiving. In the United States, where I live and where I know many of you also live, we do have listeners from around the world. We are getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. This is where we share food, fellowship, and friendship with our loved ones. And the very next day after Thanksgiving is the official start of the shopping season for the holidays. Before the rush of the holiday season officially launches, I want to share with you a full week of peace. I also want you to know how grateful I am for you for listening, because I show up every day as I have for over 7 years because you are out there listening. We've had over 50 million downloads of the podcast, and it's been such a pleasure getting to know so many of you. I want to share a very special series with you this week where you're guided through the 30-minute meditations that I share on my Sip and Om meditation app. If you'd like the journal and the guide that goes along with the meditations and some of the additional tools that are on the app, I invite you to test drive the app for an entire week free. There are over 2,000 guided meditations on the app. And in this week's series, you get to sample a full series. So when you heard me mention episode 1627, actually I've recorded over 2,000 meditations. This is a meditation series I'm sharing with you that was recorded in 2019. That was right before the pandemic. And it was also when I was finishing up yoga teacher training. I remember recording this for you during part of the training. So I hope that you enjoy this special week's series of the full guided meditations. I offer this to you to express my gratitude to you. So enjoy the series, and next week I'll be here with fresh meditations guiding you into a season of peace as we launch into the month of December. For this week, be sure to follow along with each meditation. There's a lot of insight and inspiration guiding you to create a recipe for gratitude for your life. Enjoy. Welcome to your daily guided meditation, and welcome to a brand new series we're launching into this week. In this week's series, you are going to explore the recipe for gratitude, where we bring it all together, break it down step by step to where you can incorporate gratitude into your life. We'll start with right attitude. We'll explore fellowship. We'll explore your meditation ritual. We'll explore seva or dharma, how to be useful where you're needed. We'll also explore a little Patanjali, where you assess your day. You look at what you do, why you do it, and how you do it. And today, in this episode, to launch you into this series, you will be guided to release regrets and accept your joys. Accept your successes. This can be a roadblock right away to gratitude and joy in your life when there are these regrets lingering or heavy hanging over you in your life, or when you feel like you don't deserve gratitude. So even if you have great things going on, great things happening to you, you may feel, and it's very common, that you don't feel it deeply because you don't feel maybe that you're worth it. So you are worth it, and that's what you'll be guided through in today's meditation. Before you're eased into today's meditation, I want to share with you some tools to help you along the way. As always, we have our journal. This is a gratitude journal where there's a daily reflection question. You can download it, print it out, or write in your own journal your response to the daily reflection question. You may simply even open up the journal, take a look at the question, and reflect on it, maybe before you start your day or maybe as you end your day. Journals are powerful ways to help you process your life as you process your emotions. There's a lot of research showing that people who keep a journal are emotionally more stable. I encourage you to use this journal. You know, there are a lot of apps out there that are exclusively a journal. They're very popular apps. Here, you have this journal built right into the meditation app. So take advantage of it. You also have a slow down guide. This is your week's tools and techniques to slow yourself down. The daily technique that I share with you, that you focus an entire meditation around, will be on the weekly slowdown guide. That is a handy reference for you throughout the day so that you can take a look at a technique and incorporate it into your day when you need it most. So this is a very powerful tool for you. That also will prevent you from having to go back through an episode and listen to remember what was the breathing technique, what was this week's affirmation. It's all right there for you. You also have an herbal tea that I want to share with you. Now, as always, you want to check with your physician, especially if you take other medications, you're pregnant, or you're breastfeeding, before you take an herb. That being said, don't miss out completely on the wisdom of the herbs. You may already subscribe to our monthly tea boxes. This month's box is all about gratitude. So you have four herbal teas that followed the four weekly series. I'm getting ready to release next month's herbal box, where the full month you will receive the week's herbal tea. You don't just receive the tea though, and that's why I want to mention it to those subscribers. In your box, you have cards, meditation cards. It's the meditation techniques organized for you, as well as on the back, there is the herb. You get to meet the herb. You even get a calendar where there's a different meditation technique every single day for the entire month for you that coincide with these meditations. So the herbal boxes work with the meditation app because many of you said, I can't find these herbs you mentioned. And so I put it all together and it's there for you. You can find it on the More screen. You'll see where it says Meet Our Teas, and you'll see it right there. For those of you who really enjoy the herb for the week, keep in mind that the herbs carry their own special wisdom, and they can benefit you just like the meditation techniques do. So our featured herb for this week's gratitude series is holy basil. You get to meet holy basil Vana. Now there are three kinds of holy basil, and I'm introducing Holy Basil Vana to you this week. You'll meet a different kind of holy basil next month in the series. So, how does Holy Basil Vana handle her supreme status as a cornerstone herb in India's ancient Ayurvedic system? Well, holy basil is one of the most researched herbs on the planet, and it is an adaptogenic herb that helps to adapt to the kind of support you need. So if you're enduring a lot of stress or you're ill, it will know just how to support you where you need it most. This is a popular herb in India, and the way that I like to steep it is with water, but also I often add a little milk and honey, and it makes a beautiful tea. Your next support tool is something new I'm introducing, and that is yoga. Look for upcoming yoga videos. On your meditation card, if you are a subscriber to the Herb Box, you'll find yoga on the card. Well, I want to mention a yoga pose because yoga was created by the ancient yogis over 5,000 years ago to help you calm your body so that you could meditate better. When your body is calm, your mind can relax and you can go into a deeper meditation. Many of you do yoga. It's become pretty mainstream now. So the yoga pose is the warrior pose. And this is a pose for inner strength as you go through this week's journey. So you have a journal. You have a slowdown guide. You have an herbal tea. You have a yoga posture. I encourage you to do the yoga posture and to sip the tea every single day. And this is going to take you so deeply into this series and give you such a rich experience. You also have one more tool, and that is your weekly challenge that I hope that you do daily for this entire week. This challenge is a way for you to lighten up and have a little fun with your meditation ritual. Now, I just shared with you ways to take you deep into this ritual, but you don't want to take yourself too seriously. So that's why I create a daily challenge for the whole week. Your challenge for this week's recipe for gratitude is to do a detox, to do a renewal. Think of this as renewal week. To do this, think about what you need to detox from your life, and I'll guide you through that in today's meditation. And each day, take a step, a small step to detox. So for example, if you're going to detox a negative thought you keep running through your mind, such as, I can't do this right now, I have to wait until I'm so much better, or I have so much more, or this other thing happens before I can get started on something that you want, detox that and begin to take little steps forward in the direction that you want. And when you hear that voice say, you should wait until this, you're not ready, just silence that voice and remind yourself that everything you need is within you and you don't have to wait. You can get started right now. This is an example of how you could begin to detox a little bit every day. Some regret, some negative habit or thought, maybe even to clean out your house. Pick one thing in your life that's heavy, that every time you think of it, you just kind of feel a sinking feeling, and work on detoxing it. That is your challenge for this week. I think you are ready. Let's do this. Let's start the meditation. Settle yourself down. Straighten your spine. Close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Soften your face. Relax your jaw. Soften your neck. Relax deep in your throat. Relax your shoulders and your chest. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest them upward or downward on your lap. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften. Let it hang out. This allows you to oxygenate your body, keeping your chest still as you breathe. Breathing more from your diaphragm, you'll notice your abdomen rise upward as you inhale and sink back downward as you exhale. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your feet. Beautiful. Release any remaining tension in your body. Become aware of it and notice how you feel and how that feeling seems to settle within you. Bring to mind now a regret. Notice where you feel it within you. Where do you carry this regret? You bring to mind this regret. Remind yourself that it happened and you accept it. It's something that happened in your journey and you do accept that it happened. You don't have to accept that it lingers in your life. Remind yourself that you are better than that. You are doing better. You are better. Right this moment, what you're doing makes you better. Feel relief expand within you and flow within you, releasing your regret, accepting it, becoming better. You are better than anything you've done. Bring to mind desires you have that don't really represent who you are. Regret and longing bind you. This desire that's not who you are. Remind yourself that this longing is a need that you can fulfill with better choices that will lead you to fulfillment and true happiness. Think not of the longing or the desire. Think rather of what needs you'll focus on this week to improve your life, to guide you to true joy, love, and happiness. Continue meditating, sitting just until the point where you could go a little longer, end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.